I want to finish out in terms of this discussion of gastric by talking about a couple other new agents that are being looked at and kind of hear a little bit about what the rationale is and what's being done, beginning with relatumumab. Johanna, can you talk about that?
Sure. So this is bringing in a new pathway that we're all going to have to learn about if we haven't learned about it already, which is the c-MET pathway. So c-MET is a receptor that sits on the outside of cancer cells, and it has a tyrosine kinase effect that sends signals into the nucleus to tell the cells to divide, to make it very simplified. The ligand that binds to the c-MET receptor to activate it is called HGF, or hepatocyte growth factor. So two different names for the ligand and the receptor in the system. And we know that c-MET and high c-MET levels across multiple tumor types is associated with a bad prognosis. We also know that c-MET interacts with both the EGFR pathway as well as the VEGF pathway. So we've seen data from other tumor types, particularly lung cancer, where combining anti-EGFR therapy with c-MET therapy may do well for patients who are what we call MET high. So we've also seen with the gastric cancer data that this was a drug called rilatumumab, which is an anti-HGF drug. It's an anti-HGF antibody. So just like bevacizumab, it binds to the ligand of the system. And so in a very small randomized phase 2 study, they took patients with first-line metastatic gastric cancer and randomized them to chemotherapy plus or minus rilatumumab. And what was interesting is when they took the MET-high patients, and so MET-high is an IHC test where they look at it just like HER2 IHC. They look at it under the microscope and they look for the percent of cells that are high in expression. And we've seen that for those high patients, they seem to get a benefit in both progression-free and overall survival using the anti-HGF antibody. So that's now been taken into a randomized phase 3 study called RiloMet.